He told me, fear no evil. Your rod and your staff is comforting me. Thank you, Lord God, for being there for your children. Bless us, God, in our feeble attempts to worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, I believe, according to the book, I can take my mask off.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now. Okay. According to the book, now, somebody say he's not following COVID-19. I don't want that into trouble. Don't go to that church. As Deacon Holloman read so well, you're talking about the great falling away. We are in a state of perilous times. Many people are wondering whether we are close to the end of the world, whether Jesus is on his way back for his church. You know, he said he's coming back in the twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen so fast that we won't even be able to. All we recognize is that we're with him after that. That transition, we won't even recognize it. It's so quick. But if you, being a member of the church, saved, the saint of God, you know what his church is. You know what it means to be in his church. Those of us who are saved know that it means that we are born-again believers. We have placed our faith in the blood of Jesus. And we are obedient to his commandments. There is no way that you can say you're born again and you are disobedient to God's word. There's a conflict there. If I say I love him and don't keep his commandments, then my faith is not true. Let me say that again. There's a lot of words there. If I say I love him and do not keep his word, then my faith is a dishonest faith. It's not a true faith. It's not a real faith. You have to keep in obedience of God's word. I don't care what's going on. You cannot be caught up with the world. You have to stay true to the calling of God's word. What this scripture is reminding us, that was read so eloquently by our deacon, is that the day of his coming is at hand. We don't know the day or the hour, but we know that it's getting into that close time frame. But it says it can't happen. In other words, he can't come back until these two things specifically happen. One is until the falling away starts. There's got to be a period of falling away. And the other is the son of perdition, or the man of sin, be revealed. Those two things you must see in order to say that God is on his way back. I want to concentrate mostly on the falling away part. Because if we look at our church stats today, all around the world, every church is saying they are losing people left and right. I'm not talking about new people coming in. I'm talking about their numbers overall are going down, down, down. That's telling us that something is going on. We got more communication today. It seems they will be coming up There's only one reason you can run away. It's because you never really knew it. Mm. There's no way if you know Jesus as the lily of the valley. If you know him as that bright and morning star.
Yes, sir.
There ain't no way you can walk away from so great a salvation. No. Tell me somebody. No, I know you can't. It gets you chills of knowing that he's your God. How can you walk away? Come on. That means you've never really knew him. That's what one of the scriptures says. They left away because they never really was with us.
Come on.
And that's where some people are. Oh yeah, they got their names on the book in the church roster.
Come on, man.
Some of them have them on the windows they bought. Some of them have names on their seats on, in the book. Yeah. But they don't know Jesus. Not the way that Jesus said, you need to know me.
Come on, huh?
Everybody else has their own identification. Yeah, I know him. I talk to him every day. Yeah, right. Yeah, but if you don't have that relationship with him, it's just a whole lot of noise. Sounding brass and tingling cymbals, they say. So we need to understand that falling away position has taken a lot of people. We are in what the word says. That's a word called apostate. Apostasy. Apostate. Mm-hmm. That means a position of renouncing the true faith of God. Mm-hmm. There are many who are in that apostate position. I was surprised and I heard some ministers discussing this. There are those who teach now that the falling away is the people going to the rapture. So how in the world can you come up with such a thing that people are falling away because they're getting ready for the rapture? You're lying. The truth is not in you. But they're trying to make things that make it sound that the church is not losing people. They're just people just waiting for God. Mm-hmm. No, he said, occupy till I come. That's what he said. Be vigilant.
Do something.
Work.
Amen.
Serve it. Right. Even more as the greater the day appearance. Come. Get busy about my work. So all that stuff don't make sense. We just have people who just are trying to make people feel good and all that, but it ain't the truth. We got to stay with the truth. Mm-hmm. Falling away is the same as a backslide.
Come on.
That's what it is. Yeah. Ain't much difference between falling away and backslide. I tell you, the position, now just think about it now. I'm just using your own thinking now. If somebody is in a backslidden state, and if Jesus came with you in that backslidden state,
come on,
what does that put you in? That puts you in a very terrible position. Because a backslider does not go to heaven. Backsliding state, if he finds you there when he comes, just think about it. Nebuchadnezzar, who went in a backslidden state. The Bible said he began to eat like the cows. His nails grew. He was not prepared to go to heaven if God called him there. And God gave him a chance and reversed it. Well, the same way with you and me. If we're living in sin, and backsliding means you have renounced the things of God. Mm-hmm. You have no more interest in that. Falling away, the same thing. They're synonymous words. You are in a state of sin. Somebody saying, well, look, wait, Reverend, I know I'm not perfect. Don't come with that, not perfect. None of us are perfect. But we need to understand that we are required to live a certain level of trying to please God. God has put it on us that we have to go to a certain position. He has to see genuine concern about living for him. Only God can see that.
Amen.
somebody might be asking, well, how do I know if I'm in a backslidden or a fall away state? How do I know? You know. No, Reverend, I do go to a church, but I do backslidden things. Then you are backslidden. Then you are falling away. Well, let me give you several things that let you identify that you are in a fallen state. The first step is you have no appetite for the Word of God.
Come on, come on.
You have no appetite for the Word of God? Consider yourself falling away.
Amen.
You don't care how the Word doesn't mean nothing to you here. You don't have no desire for you. You don't care about listening to some preacher or reading the Word of God. You are in a fall away position. There's no two ways about it. It's not difficult. It is what it says it is. You're either one or the other. You can say you can't have two masters.
Come on.
You love one and hate the other. When you have no desire to worship Him, you know you're in a fall away state.
Amen.
You don't want to worship God. Now, I don't need to go to church. I don't. Well, no. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly of the saints.
Come on.
As some do. Forsake not the assembly. In other words, one thing you must be doing is trying to assemble. Well, I got something going on, Reverend. I don't think I fit in with the church, but I'll be all right home. No, you won't. That's not the way it works. Now, I know we're in a state of covenant right now, but this ain't lasting forever. We'll see you after this is over with, all right? And we'll see then where you are. Revelation 2:4, Jesus told the church of Ephesus, He said, I have all against you, because thou hast left thy first love.
Come on.
If you left your first love, guess what? You have fallen away.
Come on.
That's what Jesus is saying when he came to the church of Ephesus. You have fallen away. He said, remember from whence thou hast fallen. That's what he said in Revelation. And repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly. And when he comes to you quickly, he ain't coming for salvation. He's coming to break you down and destroy you. I know, church, we are in uncharted territory. We got unrest in our country.
Mm-hmm.
We got COVID-19 going on. Economics are suffering. Job losses. Our leadership, presidential, all down the line. Our relationship with black and white people. Things are just in turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
But the Christian must remember this.
Yeah.
That we are the light of the world.
Come on.
That we are responsible for sharing the good news.
Yes.
And I don't care how bad it looks and how difficult it gets, how overwhelming it seems. You cannot turn your back on serving God and trying to witness and tell the world that the wages of sin is death. That we need to be right with God. Question then is, what would Jesus do in COVID-19? Would Jesus run away from it? Or would he still be trying to save souls?
Still.
Tell me what. That's looking real. Should I be hiding behind my door? Or should I be trying to tell somebody the good news?
Tell them.
That's what Jesus would be doing. If I ain't doing what Jesus be doing, then I'm doing something wrong. I know it gets tough. It gets tough. I understand. But we are still the light of the world. We have to be strong in these times of difficulty. We got to share the word. We don't even have to leave our families, most of us. We can just talk to our families. By the time we get there, COVID will be gone. By the time we get through all the people in our families, and most of them on the way to hell, they be gone. We got work to do right in our own family before we start going out in the world. I know I do. I know I do. We got to be about our Father's business.
Amen.
I want you to be comfortable in sharing the word. So therefore, if you are saying I'm home and I'm behind my closed doors because I'm worried about COVID-19. Now let me put this out there. I don't know nobody's situation, but let me say this. I had a preacher call me up and told me, Pastor, one of the large churches in the city of Wilmington. He said, Reverend, I want to tell you something. We didn't have people coming to our church for a long time. He said, but I happened to be out to Target one day on a Sunday morning. And then saw a number of my members at Target. I was there with them, and we were there. And they didn't come to church. He said, something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He said, a guilt came over me. And I said, you open the doors of the church. But if you come to Target, something else got to be going on.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm trying to tell you, don't let me push you. You be your judge. But I'm saying that it's safer in the church than in Target. That's my point. It's safer here knowing that your people that you're dealing with have a certain lifestyle than those who you don't know nothing about. Walking by in Targets wherever you go. Yeah, we keep social distancing here at the church. We make sure. But I want you, here's my problem. Here's why I'm pushing this effort. This is why the Spirit of God brought this to my attention. I just know what it is. See, we don't know how the falling away is, how God counts that falling away. But see, this kind of thing can induce falling away. In other words, you get used to not going to church, you start getting comfortable. Oh, well, I don't need to do this. Hey, Red, from now on, I'm going to stay right with the cell phone. Hey, y'all go to church, but I'm on with you. I got you right on here. It was good enough for COVID. It must be good enough now. Don't get used to that. I'm trying to let you know. Don't get caught up in the low and being lazy about Christ. Don't get caught up in that. Because that's the devil's trickery. He will deceive you, my brothers and sisters. That's his whole curriculum, is to deceive the brethren. Call good bad and bad good. You know all the stuff he does. So get that right. That we are in a state here of being challenged by Satan. He wants to come. He's coming against the church in this COVID way. What a trickery! Song says, get right, church, and let's go home.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to get right. It's time to tell the world that we are the children of God and that we are on the battlefield for the Lord.
Yeah.
And that no war, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that we're going to be on this battlefield. No matter what comes against us, we're still going to serve our God. We're going to serve the best we can. We're going to do all we can to show the world that we serve a powerful God. That COVID doesn't stop us. Satan don't stop us. Nothing stops the children of God. Because our God is King of kings and Lord of lords. That's who we serve. I'm glad I served the right side.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know you do too feel that. You're glad that you're on the right side. The side of righteousness. Whose author is our God, Jesus Christ. So, don't take this as anything but just the word of God. Don't get mad with me. Don't save your heart down. I'm sure not coming here. He talked about me. I ain't talking about you. Talking about what the Word of God tells us.
Amen.
That we need to be mindful that Satan wants to trick God's people. And that he can so easily deceive us if we don't stand on the truth. That's the truth of God's Word. He can so easily deceive God's people. So I pray that you understand what the falling away is about. Maybe next Sunday, I'm not going to say for sure, but I will continue this second part of the falling away. Because I think you need to understand who the son of perdition is. We don't see him, we don't know yet, but he's got to come also. Whether they come in unison or they come apart, we don't know. But we know that he has to come. All this has to happen before Jesus comes back. This stuff has to happen before Jesus comes back. Now, there's one little caveat that I like to put in here. And that's that question of whether the rapture is a part of his coming back. See, the rapture might be just another state where we just go. And then he comes back and he actually puts his feet on Jerusalem. But before that, maybe the rapture is he doesn't really come back. We meet him in the air. That might not be called a coming back. That's the part you got to look at in questions. We don't know that. The scriptures don't tell us clearly. All we do know that there's going to be a rapture, and then he's coming back. But you've got to be ready. You can't be confused. And you show yourself ready when your desire for God, your appetite for him, and your worshiping for him is truthful. Amen?
Amen.
Let's give God a hand, praise.